Blog Talk Radio.
The hell?
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit. Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit.
Thank you. Thank you. Terminator's an infiltration unit. Part man, part machine. Underneath it's a hyperalloy combat chassis. Microprocessor controlled. Fully armored. Very tough. But outside it's living human tissue. Flesh, skin, hair, blood, grown for the cyborgs.
Look, Reese, I don't know what you want.
Pay attention! I can ditch this car. The 600 series had rubber skin. We spotted them easy. But these are new. They look human. Sweat, bad breath, everything. Very hard to spot. I had to wait till he moved on you before I could zero him.
Look, I am not stupid, you know. We cannot make things like that yet.
Not yet. Not for about 40 years.
Are you saying it's from the future?
One possible future. From your point of view, I don't know tech stuff.
Then you're from the future too, is that right?
Right. Cyborgs don't feel pain. I do. Don't do that again. Listen and understand. That Terminator is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever. Until you are dead. I don't know. With these weapons, I don't know. Network computers. New. Powerful. Hooked into everything. Trusted to run it all. They say it got smart. A new order of intelligence. Then it saw all people as a threat, not just the ones on the other side. Solid hard thing for microseconds. Extermination.
Thank you. baby.
Thank you.
Thank you. the fatherland. The 60s is the 90s turn upside down. Dig it.
Thank you. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
And welcome as we're having some little Halloween fun here. DJ Honeycomb, Michael Lewis Ingham from Total Music Concepts, LTD. Hope everybody is having a good time. We just decided to open things up. And we'll be back as we further explain a little Halloween flavor. There's only a few more days left to save them. See you in a bit. Thank you.
Sir, radar just picked up something.
Where away?
At the head of the arroyo.
Moving.
This way, sir, slowly.
Automatic control. Battery. Fire. Nothing. Battery. Fire. Battery. Fire. Randall.
Dead on target, sir.
Good. Give me audio call.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, attention. May have been a ruse to divert us from some other part of the perimeter. You men will continue watching on your own immediate front. That is all. What?
It just stopped at the foot of the pass.
Are you sure you've got a real blip there?
Big as a house, sir, and we were dead on target with both bursts. It's coming on again.
Straight across?
It shows here. It's still coming.
Great. Strong. Set up a crossfire on those rocks.
Thank you. I am leaving soon, and you will forgive me if I speak bluntly. The universe grows smaller every day, and the threat of aggression by any group, anywhere, can no longer be tolerated. There must be security for all, or no one is secure. Now, this does not mean giving up any freedom, except the freedom to act irresponsibly. Your ancestors knew this when they made laws to govern themselves and hired policemen to enforce them. We of the other planets have long accepted this principle. We have an organization for the mutual protection of all planets and for the complete elimination of aggression. The test of any such higher authority is, of course, the police force that supports it. For our policemen, we created a race of robots. Their function is to patrol the planets in spaceships like this one and preserve the peace. In matters of aggression, we have given them absolute power over us. This power cannot be revoked. At the first sign of violence, they act automatically against the aggressor. The penalty for provoking their action is too terrible to risk. The result is, we live in peace, without arms or armies, secure in the knowledge that we are free from aggression and war, free to pursue more profitable enterprises. Now, we do not pretend to have achieved perfection, but we do have a system, and it works. I came here to give you these facts. It is no concern of ours how you run your own planet. But if you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder. Your choice is simple. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration. We shall be waiting for your answer. The decision rests with you.
Salvage base.
Bio read after all the green was waste to buy.
Ah, there was a salvage, guys.
She's sent to Gateway Station in hospital for weeks.
Side effect of such an unusually long hypersleep.
The company man, Bert, confirms all her fears.
You were out there for 57 years.
When she feels better, she has to go to court about blowing up the Nostromo and the aliens she fought. In space, no one can hear you scream. At least that was the case with Ripley's last scene. No one believes her, now Ripley is shocked.
Because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
When they condescended, Ripley lets the temper fly.
You can just kiss all that goodbye.
Van Leeuwen finds her guilty and confines her to a station for 6 months probation and a psych evaluation. Now the alien planet is occupied, apparently, a mining colony with
maybe 70 families.
A few months later and the company's in a fix.
We've lost contact with LV-426.
Why, this could be, the company's none the wiser.
I would like you there as an advisor.
Ripley says no, comes as no shock though when she decides to go on the ship's lock home. Although she's new, she joins the crew and they all wake up in their cryo-chew. Hypersleep don't appeal, but it's part of the deal.
You look just like I feel.
A pole's more effective than any alarm.
Day in the Marine Corps is like a day on the farm. They want me to do adventures like this for you.
Hudson replies.
Thank you, sir. I like that.
Look into my eye.
Pascal does more push-ups than anyone can.
Have you ever been mistaken for a man?
They all get ready and go to have lunch.
The lieutenants took a date with the rest of his friends.
Bishop does his knife trick as fast as he can. Hudson says,
"That wasn't funny, man."
The robot Bishop offers Ripley a plate.
Stay away from me, Bishop. You got that straight?
Now they're on a bug hunt. There's no doubt about it.
How do I get out of this chicken shit out there?
Vasquez makes light of the death of Ripley's crew.
I hope you're right. I really do.
By 6 a.m. he wants the preparations done and clear.
Assholes and elbows.
There's an empty power loader and Ripley gets on it. To show off in front of Hicks, she says,
"Where you want it?"
They pose with the smart guns, the mission's way easy. They pour through the door and board the APC. Inside the dropship, the armor car parks. The Pharaoh's about to blast off.
Remember,
not one to frown, Hudson's acting a clown.
Spread the elevator to hell. Going down.
The dropship dies, but it keeps them alive.
We're in the fight. Bye, bye, bye.
They get there quick to LV-426. They pull there.
Somebody wake up here.
The dropship lands. The APC is mad. They jump out as planned and the landscape is scanned. They inspect the first deck. The checks are received. As they expect, the complex is deserted. Rain from above comes down in a flood. Homes burned by the aliens.
That's it from blood.
Contained a med that bar parasites the sea.
Looks like love at first sight to me.
An alert is heard on the motion tracker. But it's a little girl. A little girl to catch her. She dies down the chute. But Ripley's in pursuit. After a brief dispute, she becomes a new recruit. The girl is but appears to be mute. They get to the roof. They scan for the colonists, data information. They find them at the atmosphere processing station. A bomb brings up the rear. They have no fear. They pack up the gear. The colonists are here.
What is it, Hudson?
The image ain't clear.
Tell me, man. I only work here.
Ripley spots an immediate danger.
They're right under the primary heat exchanger.
Look, we can't have any firing in there.
Fucking crazy.
They don't think it's fair. That's when they find the colonist cocooned in the wall.
Get over here with that live one!
They hear Dietrich call. Blood sprays through a vest and a baby alien burst through a chest. They wipe out the alien with a torrent of flame. They got themselves to blame. The tracker goes insane.
Maybe they don't show up on infrared at all.
But Dietrich at the wall is the first to fall. With Dietrich lost, next goes lost. Ammunition goes off at a terrible cost. It's all gone wrong.
What is going on?
But this is the end of the sergeant's career.
Sergeant's gone! Get the fuck out of here!
They've taken a knock. They're all in shock. But the scouts are last as a plan.
Let's run!
A rescue is something we won't allow.
Get them out of there! Do it now!
Ripley takes charge after strapping all the crew in.
Ripley, what the hell are you doing?
She climbs to the site to clean up this mess and crashes through the wall at the alien nest. There's no time for grieving. Those that aren't breathing. As they bring up the rear, Vasquez makes a mistake. And a flood of acid blood gets the face of poor Drake. They try to close the door, they hear a deep hiss. Hicks grabs his shotgun and shouts,
"Eat this!"
Then Ripley speeds away, escaping the monster. The box falls where it's stored, knocking Gorman unconscious. An alien drops from the top, but it's not for the ride. Allows to crash past through the glass doors outside. Hicks gets it to stop by saying,
"He's down!"
They patch themselves up and throw some ideas around. Ripley isn't daunted, she gets things sorted.
We take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
The drop ship's on its way, a bit overshored. The Pharaoh doesn't know about the alien on board. With the pilot gone, the ship slides with the boulders. Relief turns to alarm from Ripley and the soldiers. The APC and dropship go supernova.
Game over, man. Game over.
They decide to go inside, listening to new closely.
They must become nice.
After the Marines' annihilation, they head back to operations to fortify the station from a Moravian invasion. Stockpiling the weapons and collecting all the rations. Ripley checks the company log to find out how it happened. It was Bert being a jerk that made the situation fall.
You sent them out there and you didn't even warn them.
Bishop calls a meeting with everyone attending.
That's it.
Emergency vending.
The cooling towers ruptured during the battle early on. The place was gonna explode and they didn't have long. Someone's gotta go to the uplink tower to remote pilot the dropship within the next hour. Bishop volunteered but no one else in the group did.
I may be synthetic, but I'm not stupid.
So they open up a tunnel, Bishop gets inside, but it'll take a while to get there cause it isn't very wide. Then Ripley goes for a nap with Newt on the floor, but when she wakes up she has a shock in store. Somebody came in and set the facehuggers free, then locked the lab door so Ripley can't flee. Ripley waves to the camera hoping they will be seen, but Burke slowly turns off the monitor screen. The gun's in the other room now, but they just can't make it.
Break the glass!
The windows won't break, but Ripley uses the head and sets off a fire alarm instead. That's when a face of a hops from up on the top. She throws it away, but it cannot be stopped. Newt starts screaming up and Hicks will find her. He doesn't notice the face hugger behind her. That's when the Marines arrive and Hicks jumps to the glass. Hudson pushes Newt aside, shooting a face like a fan. The rest of them gather around to try and save Ripley. They pull the parasol off her and they take it out quickly. She throws the door because her throat is still hurt. To get back to operations to start giving Burke hell, Hudson says,
"This dog needs hell."
Alright, we waste him.
The mood has gone sour, the lights go out, Ripley said.
He got the power.
The motion tracker goes off, there's movement in the hall. They see that the doors are back against the wall.
Inside the room.
So Hicks gets in the ceiling and illuminates the gloom. The aliens drop down, the situation's dire. Burke makes his escape while the Marines are on fire. He blocks the barricade as the banging on the door comes face to face with another xenomorph. The Marines are outnumbered, Hudson's letting in the score. When they come from underneath him and they pull him through the floor. But scares runs the door, doesn't look like it'll last.
But he's gonna do
the exit still behind him, it looks like they're stuck, but they're in luck. Luke leads them down the air duct. Hicks asks Bishop, how long until he's finished?
ETA, 16 minutes.
Scares Bishop to mirror as the aliens attack. The acid from an alien puts him on her back. Gorman goes to help her, but then comes the unexpected. An alien bursts up and blocks the only exit. They get out some grenades and finish the job for them.
You always were an asshole, Gorman.
The other three escape, Luke's hit by a blast. He slips through Ripley's grasp on the ventilation shaft. They're spurred on now by the tracker alert, but when they get to the lift, Hicks gets hurt. They have to take off his armor as acid disintegrates. Ripley has to carry in, doesn't look he will make it. Ripley gets into the dropship, puts Bishop on the spot. She wants to rescue Newt.
We're not leaving!
We're not?
She loads up all the guns and prepares to save her with the person who located her hit she gave her. She goes to sub-level 3 despite Bishop's insistence.
15 minutes to reach minimum safe distance.
She'll follow Newt's signal until she is found, but that's when she finds the wristband on the ground. Newt starts screaming. Luckily, Ripley hears her and blasts the face hugger before it gets nearer. She picks up Newt gently without being seen, but then accidentally backs into the Queen. The Queen sees that Ripley is after the teeth, so she calls up her guards and lets Ripley retreat. She's just about out without the aliens harassing, but then an egg opens and Ripley starts blasting. Ripley goes mental, and who can blame her? She shoots everything inside, destroying the egg chamber. After wasting all the ammo, which would be handy later, she escapes with Luke to the nearest elevator. But the launch pad is empty of dropship and crew. The lift opens up, the Queen's managed to find her, the Bishop dropship appears behind her. They jump on the ramp, and are chased by the Queen. The ship's caught in debris, but then it breaks free. They fly off into the complex, melt up below them, and the dropship is dropped by a nuclear explosion. Bishop did great. The artificial person is finally her mate. But they failed. Bishop's impaled right up to the hilt, ripped in half, drew in blood like a fountain of milk.
Here!
Says Ripley and runs to the door to distract the Queen while Newt hides in the floor. The Queen gets frustrated, the Queen escaping without hesitating, starts ripping up the grating. But before much waiting, Ripley comes straight in, armed with a power loader and a class 2 rating. Newt's trapped in a ditch, screaming high pitch.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Ripley's out rock and cleans the Queen's sock, who gets knocked across the dock over through the airlock. But without a pause, the Queen grabs her with her claws and they fall with force on the loading bay doors. Ripley's first up and quickly climbs the ladder. The Queen's pinned down but still manages to grab her. But Ripley isn't done. She activates her control and turns the Queen alien right out of the hole. She flies into space and now she's been disposed. Ripley pushes the button to make sure the door's closed. Although Bishop's torn in half, he's still friendly to them.
Not bad for it.
They get in their cryo tubes after defeating the Queen. Newt is finally safe.
Can I dream?
They go to hypersleep and head home with speed, but the survivor's future would be dark indeed. But mysteriously, some eggs have ended up on board. Facehuggers make their way to where the cryo tubes are stored. An electrical fire is started by acid, and the pods are rejected because the damage is massive. Newt drowns in the tube because they crash in the sea, and Hicks dies on impact, impaled by a beam. Bishop is smashed beyond repair, and Ripley is forced to shave off her hair. But worst of all, it turns out the bitch is back. The planet's prisoner population is promptly attacked. They have no weapons. Ripley has to use her hair to burn the alien in hot lead instead. The company comes looking, but before they can find her, Ripley kills herself. She had an alien inside her. And if you thought this story went in a funny direction, wait until you see Alien Resurrection.
Game over, man!
machines have gathered an army, and as I speak, that army is drawing nearer to our home. Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here before you now, truthfully, unafraid. Why? Because I believe something you do not? No. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. I remember that for 100 years they have set their armies to destroy us. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us shake this cave. Tonight, let us tremble these halls of earth, steel, and stone. Let us be heard from Red Star to Black Sky. Tonight, let us make them remember. This is Zion, and we are not afraid!
done and done quickly, man as the dominant species of life on Earth will be extinct within a year.
On your full cooperation with the military authorities.
Yes, cities, nations, even civilization itself, threatened with annihilation because in one moment of history-making violence, nature, mad, rampant, wrought its most awesome creation. But born in that swirling inferno of radioactive dust were things so horrible, so terrifying, so hideous, there is no word to describe them.
We may be witnesses to a biblical prophecy come true, and there shall be destruction and darkness come up in creation, and the beast shall reign over the earth.
Yes, the earth, the skies above and the seas below, infested by swarms of nightmare creatures, crueler, deadlier than the armored giants of prehistoric eras. Here is a wild, headlong flight into terror, as the desert erupts with the grim battle for survival. Here is a fear-frenzied moment of suspense, as mankind totters before a thing that multiplies faster than it can be killed. Here is a desperate plunge into the black depths of the earth, where human courage challenges the brute force, the slashing jaws, the poison fangs that guard the subterranean nest where the beast spawns its terrible progeny.
To all units, condition red. Drain 267 is the target area. Repeat, condition red. Drain 267 is the target area.
Is there any type of gas we can use?
No, we can't take a chance. It might poison the whole city.
Thank you. desert road from Vegas to nowhere. Someplace better than where you've been. A coffee machine that needs some fixing. In a little cafe just around the bend.
Closer to leaving me. I ends. You're coming with me when the world ends. You chuckle up yourself as me. Watch it as a star disappear to nothing. The day the world is over, all we'll be lying in bed.
On that, I want you to know, if you really like the mixes, give credit to my mentors, John Harrison and Keith Hunley. They taught me how to spin, and we are thankful that we're able to utilize these skills and put them out there for edification and perusal. Now, know that we will be back Saturday, 2 p.m. with the Stir Fry. Gary Norris Gray and the Gray Lipper Co. will still be offline until next week, when they will be in full effect. Looking forward to hearing them. And of course, Sunday 9 p.m. Eastern, Music Therapy Mind Stream for all of us here at the tree. And for the Blueberry Tea Set, remember, wash your hands, wash your ass. I don't want you running around here smelling like wild onions and ass gravy and toe jam to boot. So, yes, give your ass a drink of water. and wear a mask where applicable. If you get from A to B and back to A-OK, go safe, stay safe, and be safe. Good night.